Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, A Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today is Friday, October 27th, 2017. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we are at page 164, the third paragraph beginning with Abandon Yourself to God through the end of the page. Today's readers are Helen B. for the 12 Steps, Amanda R. for the 12 Traditions, Penny L. C., Eileen M., and Janice B. The reference number for the 10 a.m. meeting yesterday, Thursday, October 26, is 10594. That's 10,594. The reference meeting for this morning's 7 a.m. meeting for Friday, October 27th, is 10597. That's 10,597. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Helen B. to read the 12 steps.
Hi, this is Helen B. from North Carolina, 12 Steps for Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thank you, Helen B. I will now ask Amanda R. to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning. This is Amanda R., recovered in Maine. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, Lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks, I pass.
Thank you, Amanda R. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence required for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 164. The third paragraph beginning with abandon yourself to God through the remainder of the page. I will ask Penny L.C. to begin reading.
Good morning, Elaine, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. And just amazing way to once again, focus back on where the solution really is in abandoning ourselves, on surrendering, turning my life and my will over, choosing to trust and rely. And as I do those things, I have work to do. I need to continue to look at my side of the street, keep my amends made, make sure that I am not stepping on other people's toes, so to speak. And more than that, focusing on what my higher power would have me be. I think about the 100 that closed this out and how much they put a lot of faith and trust in this process and blessed so many to follow. And when I look at the word trudge, it sounds almost like a negative, maybe because of the way I'm used to hearing it. But the definition is to walk slowly with heavy steps, typically because of exhaustion or hard conditions. I think that maybe it was there, used there as just a reminder that, life is not going to be easy. But as long as I'm on that road, and interesting that it's capitalized, road of happy destiny, because to me that says that's the journey with walking with my higher power. When I'm on that road, then all will be well. And no matter what life brings, it's all doable. As long as I stay connected to my higher power and to this fellowship that has provided so much support. And I'm amazed to think it's been a year of going through these pages. And I think of all the amazing knowledge that's been shared and look forward to the next year. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Penny L.C. Who'd like to comment on these paragraphs today?
Carolyn F.
Lisa H.
Sylvia F. Lisa H. Sylvia F.
Mo H.
Mo H. Kathleen O. One more.
Lynn P.
John, I'm sorry.
Gina R.
Gina R. And there was one more.
Lynn P.
Lynn P. Len B, I believe it is. Okay, that sounds great. So I've got Carolyn S, Lisa H, Sylvia F, Mo, not sure of your last initial, Kathleen O, Gina R, and Len P.
Can you add Charles H to the list, please?
And Charles H. Excellent. Okay, thank you very much. So we'll have Carolyn S first, followed by Lisa H. Please go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, hi, this is Carolyn S. in New York, gratefully recovered compulsive overeater. I always get chills when we read these last couple of paragraphs, and this one especially, abandon yourself to God. I love the word abandon. You know, it's just like throw yourself open and just let God come in and let God do for us what we can't do for ourselves. Surrender. It's just a beautiful, beautiful word. And again, it's surrender yourself to God as you understand God. So right up to the end, they're reminding us it doesn't have to be anyone else's conception of God. It doesn't have to be the traditional one that we may have been taught about as a child. It's however you want to visualize and feel God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. I love the word wreckage, and that really is what it is. You know, looking back at all the things I've done throughout my life, I mean, I'm so grateful to have done the steps and to be able to say, you know, yes, it was some of the things I did were pretty bad, but, you know, they're in the past, and I've made my amends, and now I can forget about them. Accept as a learning experience and move forward. Give freely of what you find and join us. Giving freely of what we find, that's, you know, passing along the message. And I love the idea of joining us, you know, the fellowship of the Spirit. We're all together in this, and, you know, how comforting that is and how inspirational that is, you know, to know that we're not alone, that there is this fellowship, and that word just to me suggests, you know, not just a group, but a group of, you know, really well-intentioned, loving people. And you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. There's someone in the rooms where I live who, when she talks about the word trudge, she compares it to, as a child, trudging up the road when you're sleigh riding, dragging your sled behind you, so that you can get to the top and have the joy of sliding down. And I love that because, yes, we do trudge and it is work. But then, you know, what a joy that we get at the end of that, you know, that the road of happy destiny, worth every, you know, tough sludge, every drag of our feet and our sled up the hill. And then may God bless you and keep you until then. Just what a beautiful close to these 164 pages. I'm just so grateful to be here and to be reading this beautiful book, and so grateful that we have the 12 steps in our lives. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Carolyn S. Lisa H., you're up next, followed by Sylvia F.
Thank you. This is Lisa H., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Tennessee. And I listened to the first 2 hours. To the shares, and I was so drawn by give freely of what you find. You know, to find is to discover by chance or unexpectedly. And I also went back to look up that the word find or some form of a find is in the big book 180 times. And so I have to tell you what I found, what I find in these rooms and in a vision for you. I find people who did the same things that I did with food. I found that I am a real compulsive overeater. I found that I have an allergy of the body. I have an obsession of the mind, and that here in this fellowship, I am in good company. I found hundreds of fellows in whom the problem had been solved. I found the solution by working the steps. And most importantly, I find on a daily basis a power greater than myself that can solve all of my problems. If I trust God and abandon myself, if I surrender all that I have and all that I am, and clean house, you know, clear away the wreckage, then I can give freely of what I have found. I know now that God fills that hole in my soul that I spent decades trying to fill with this, that, and the other, mostly food. Now I can live every day, just this 24 hours, I can find gratitude in my day. I can find peace in my day, because God directs me now. I have this higher power, that's my director. And I would say he can do the same for you. And then I love, and it says, join us, because it's a we program. There are people that have been here for a few days and people that have been here for many years. And the experience is so wide and broad. And I think that we hear exactly what we need to hear when we need to hear it. I'm so grateful for this program and for all of you that are here every day. Thanks. I pass.
Thank you, Lisa H. Sylvia F., followed by Mo H.
Good morning, visionaries. And this is Sylvia F., recovered compulsive overeater in Northern California. I'm so happy to be here with all of you every day and especially today. And I love what's been said already. I just wanted to share an experience that I had 2 days ago. I've been wrestling with, you know, my spiritual teacher, someone who's been really a gift in my life and someone who's been a struggle, and I've been doing a lot of work on it. And so it came to a head, and I got to sit down in the middle of the night when my committee, my brain was meeting, and do the work. I had been doing the work, but you trudge along doing the work. So I kept that. So I did the work, and finally, you know, just like the big book tells me, you know, if I keep on abandoning myself to God, to his direction, and be willing to take that direction, I can be free. And so that's exactly what happened. Finally, you know, the moment where I could feel it lifted, it was gone. I felt free. I wasn't obsessed with whatever this person was thinking or doing. I just was free, and I could feel that. So I made sure I wrote down whatever it was that I had learned from that freedom, because I know in my disease I'm going to get amnesia and not remember it again. And so I am co-facilitating a meeting. It's a step meeting where we're working the 12 steps in 12 weeks. So I got to go over there. We were working on the fourth step, and I got to give freely of what I found. You know, so I got to share that. And then I get to be in the fellowship of the Spirit with all of you. And, you know, I love the word trudge, too. It doesn't say that we're going to be skipping and fairy dust, and it's all going to be lovely. It means that I have tools in order to be able to be in the sunlight and the Spirit, to be happy, joyous, and free, and to love all of you and be loved. And I went through a similar experience at my work as just happened, 10 or 15 years ago. And the thing that I was most conscious of is I kept on saying, thank God I have the tools and the direction to get through this better this time. And so I am so grateful to all of you. I know we all end that. It is so beautiful to be with all of you as we end on this paragraph. And on Monday, we start over. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia F. Mo H. are up next, followed by Kathleen O.
Good morning. This is Mo H. from Northern California. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, moderator, and thank you all for being on the line. I am in awe of these words, and what a way to end the first 164 pages. These men were inspired after only 2 or 3 years of sobriety to write these wonderful conclusion words. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. I was in the rooms 26 years before I totally abandoned myself to God about 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years in December when I said, I can no longer fight this disease on my own. I needed God. I needed my higher power on a daily basis, sometimes minutely basis. And just this morning, I called my sponsor because I had something running around in my head, a service that I wanted to do, and I asked for her ideas, and what she said to me is to go to God in prayer. And she pointed out a few things to me that I need to look at, and I will go to God, and I will let God guide me as to which direction to go. Admit my faults. Okay, so abandon myself to God. So I totally surrendered not only myself, but all the foods that were addictive to me, including abstinent food that continued to call me. And I let it go once and for all. And I am so grateful that I have neutrality around the food. It doesn't bother me anymore. I can go anywhere. I can be with anybody. And I can enjoy their companionship and not have to be obsessing about the food. The last piece here is, I forgot to start my timer. I hope you have your timer going for me. Surely you will meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. And I'm telling you, I met some of you, a lot of you at the convention in September, and that was a God thing that I arrived there, that I was able to go, and I met so many new people and just saw so much recovery in those rooms and everybody being happy together. They were recovered happily. They were having fun, enjoying each other's company, enjoying food together, sharing stories. It was just a wonderful thing. And this meeting, has really been a boost to my program. I never studied the big book like I am studying it now. And
gentle reminder.
Thank you. Started a meeting in July and the big book, and it's going very well. Thank you. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you, Mo H. Kathleen O, you're up next, and then Gina R.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Kathleen O, recovered compulsive overeater in Northern California. And I love this paragraph. Every time we read it at the end of the meeting, it's just kind of like, okay, I can go through my day and it's going to be good. So abandon yourself. To me, that's giving up control. Admit your faults. I need to continue to take personal inventory every day. Clear away the wreckage. You know, I've got to do that every day too. I've got to admit promptly when I'm wrong and give freely. There's a solution here, and giving freely is helping others find it. You know, I need to be kind and loving towards all. And the word trudge, yes, hardships happen in life. You know, there's illness, there's loss, there's death of loved ones. Sometimes there's just challenging little things with, you know, interactions with people during the day. And I just need to remember to pause and breathe. And, you know, I've survived cancer in this program. I've survived the death of parents in this program. And it's just, it's incredible that, I go through it. I don't wallow in self-pity, and I attribute that to this program. You know, I can be grateful, you know, this road of happy destiny. Well, happy is feeling joy, and, you know, destiny are the events that happen to us. And I just need to be grateful. And that makes a big difference for me, in this program and in life. And I just, you know, and God will bless us and keep us. You know, the God of understanding is going to have our back. And so are people, that we meet in this program. They're going to have our back too. They're going to be there for us. They're going to set us straight when we need to be set straight. And that's a really cool thing. And something that, you know, I on a semi-regular basis need sometimes. So thank you all for being here. And I'm happy to trudge this road of happy destiny with all of you. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Kathleen O. Gina R., you're up next, followed by Len P.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service and everybody on the team today, and especially the newcomer. This is Gina R., gratefully recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body in Green Valley, Arizona. And what I am drawn to is the word we shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. And it's drawing me back to when I was going through this with my guide, and she helped me to understand that because I had laid down the foods and I had a clear channel through which I could hear and see and feel things that I never had before, that this book would come alive to me. And that's exactly what happened. And so I am actually going to jump to the page XII, which we'll be getting back into next week. And the first thing that I noticed on that page was that W that started with we. And as I meditated on that and just allowed God to show me something new about it, what came was that I had been doing a me, myself, and I program, sometimes sprinkled with God. And if I was going to submit myself to this process, I had to allow myself to be turned upside down, inside out. And that's what happened. The M in the me flipped over and turned into a W, and it turned into a we. And that may sound like crazy, but it was so symbolic to me and so real. I count it as one of my signal spiritual experiences. And the other thing that my higher power showed me in that flipping of that one little letter was when I am a me, and that M is the way it is, I am actually closed off. The top of the M is closed off to what I can receive from God and receive from other people. But when I flip myself over and allow myself to be part of the we, that letter actually opens up. And when that happened for me and I had that realization, I actually threw my hands up in the air and I went, oh my gosh. And then I realized with my hands in the air, my body actually forms a W. So I embody this more than just reading these words. These words come to life in and through me. And before, when I would get through with something, I would set it aside and be on my way. Not anymore. I am so excited to start over again these steps and continue trudging with everybody. Wishing everybody a great weekend, and thank you for allowing me to offer service. I pass.
Thank you, Gina R. Len P., you're up next, followed by Charles H.
This is Len P. from sunny California, calling from my hot tub. I love these last two paragraphs. It sums up essentially what Bill and Bob wanted in the big book. And, you know, it's a summary of and a distillation of the steps necessary to get out of our disease. And I love what's been shared so far. And essentially, you know, it is a we program, not a me program. And I love how it says, you know, we realize we know only a little. So again, getting out of this idea that I know everything is very important. The fact that I have run my life on self-propulsion and self-will, and that's what got me into trouble in my disease. God will constantly disclose more to us and ask him in our morning meditation what I could do for the man each day. So again, asking God for guidance and not going with my own self-will and self-centeredness, and the answers will come if your own house is in order. You know, Dr. Bob basically distilled this program into six words. He wrote a prescription. It says two alcoholics, and he says one, find God, two, clean house, and three, help others. And that those six words basically encapsulate what the steps tell us to do. And so here it is, you know, clean a house, make sure your house is in order. And obviously you cannot transmit something that you haven't got. If I'm in my disease, I have nothing to offer for any recovery. And see with your relationship with him, God is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. And abandon yourself to God. That's steps one, two, and three, as you understand God. Admit your faults to him. Okay, four, five, six, and seven. Clear away the wreckage of your past, eight and nine. Give freely of what you got, 10, 11, and 12. And you will find and join us. We shall be with you as you trudge the road of happy destiny. And, you know, the thing is it's a summary of what we need to do to stay absent and to stay recovered. And I'm entirely grateful that I got to meet a lot of you in September, going trudging all the way to New Jersey from sunny California. And it was wonderful because the sunshine of your smiles and your recovery are still glowing in my heart. So with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Len P. So Charles H., you're up next.
Thank you for your service very much. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Abandon, to cease to support my old feeling. Freedom of bondage every single day. Yeah, even those ill feelings that it says on page 77, even though I didn't harm you physically, I harmed you mentally, which harmed you spiritually. Even those feelings that I said I wouldn't do a 10-step on. God wants all of that. He wants all of that. God can use all those broken pieces, even today, even this morning. You know, the conversation I had with the guy on the train, the bus, anywhere, my wife, my grandson. He wants all of that. And we get better when we trudge this road, trudge, walk in with a purpose. And we will meet again. We will meet. We meet every single day. We're in our lives every single day. Roll up your sleeves. There's people on the line right now that still want to abandon themselves. Right now, on the line, listening. There's people that are going to listen to the recording and be like, yeah, all right, I'm different. I'm unique. You've seen us in New Jersey. You've seen us in Boston. You've seen us in Virginia. You've seen us in California. This is real. I'm a nice step with someone in a nine-step meeting, and I said, I can't assassinate you guys. They didn't flinch. That's real. Why? Because they're recovered, and they recovered happily, and they trudge this road every day to happy destiny. I gotta learn, and I'm glad we're going back to the title page where it says alcoholics. We will get back to the doctor's opinion. But we go through this whole book, the first 164 pages and everything before it. That's why that's the vision. We need to find out more. More will be revealed. Just keep trudging this road. You know, all those feelings that you didn't want to admit because you're so recovered. Don't think so highly of yourself. Humble yourself to this program. This program will save you and rocket you into the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth dimension. And with that, I pass. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you, Charles H. So for those who joined us a little late, we're commenting on the end of page 164, the end of the instructions to the big book, beginning with abandon yourself to God and ending with until then. Who would like to comment on those?
Liat TD?
Laura W.
Sherry
KB.
Laura W. Sherry KB, I heard. And
Mary Ellen B.
Katrine H.
And Katrine H. I think that that may be all we have time for. Who ended with M just now?
Susan M.
Susan M. I'm not sure if we can fit you in, but we'll try. Okay. So
okay,
I'm going to start out with Leah TD, and then I have, I believe it was Lauren D, Sherry KB, Mary Ellen, Katrina, and Susan M. And if I did.
Leah TD, do you want to go ahead and we'll try to find old Elaine? Good morning,
Leah. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hello? Oh, hi. Good morning. Good morning to everyone. I just wanted to say quickly how grateful I am for this group. This is the first time that I go through the book with recovered compulsive overeaters. I recovered compulsive overeater for many, many years, but I would seek alcoholics because I couldn't find a solution in the room for someone like me. And so this has been an amazing process. I met just phenomenal people. I learned so much because of the emphasis of, you know, the relatedness, compulsive overeating with the book. So I have learned so much, and I met amazing people in this room, and I love you all truly. You know, and what a great end, you know, of the first 164 pages of the book. And the reader was so wonderful, the way you read it. You know, I mean, what else can we say? I mean, we have dissected this book and we have tried to explain how to write an inventory and how to abandon ourselves in so many ways. And so many words were said, and it'll try to illustrate the very, very simple essence of this book, of this program, of the action that needs to be taken. You know, and it's just like this, abandon yourself. I mean, what else can we say? Abandon yourself to this. Don't question it. Don't just do it, you know, and to God, and admit your faults, you know, this humbling, you know, to him and your fellows, you know, create that, have that group around you, your God squad, and you can, you know, admit your faults, you know, clear away all those things, you know, give freely, and all those things that you guys are doing every day that you gave me. And I, you know, and I'm here hopefully able to give something to someone else. And I love you all. I'm looking forward to the next round. I don't know how it works. I'll just continue on to the next two from the beginning. But, and you know, it's just beautiful, and I'm really thankful. And I pass.
Thank you, Leah TD. Lauren D, I believe it was. You're up next.
Yeah. Hi, it was Laura W.
Oh, Laura W, thank you.
Thanks. Thanks so much. Good morning, everyone. It's Laura W, starting my timer. Compulsive eater, anorexic in South Jersey. I love this last paragraph. And like it was said, it's like a culmination of all the steps, all, you know, putting back together 1 through 4, you know, I mean, give freely of what you find and join us. Give freely, step 12, trudging the road of happy destiny. You know, it's said over, we've talked about this, but trudging, moving oneself slowly and steadily, usually with difficulty. This is not an easy process, but, you know, it's simple and it's all laid out in front of us. If we follow the directions, you know, there's 12 simple directions. If we follow them as they're written in order, we gain peace and freedom. But, you know, we will find difficulties along the way. But for, you know, the purpose of all the steps, for me anyway, is to get rid of the old self, death of ego, death of self, which is going to bring me closer to God. It's impossible for me to live wisely and well and justly while using any substance to excess, because that substance is going to become my higher power. You know, whatever I turn to in times of joy, in times of sadness, in times of stress, is my higher power. Today, thank you, God, when I feel these feelings, which I do, I turn to my higher power. I don't turn to the anorexia and the restriction and the food and the exercise. It doesn't serve, it doesn't do anything for me anymore. I'm not getting anything from it anymore. I know too much, you know. And this program repairs the lives of everybody who works it. It also repairs the lives of their families and their employers and their spouses and their and believers and non-believers and everyone that we come in contact with when we work it. And I'm excited to be going through this book once again with you all. And, you know, may God bless you and keep you until then. Well, until when? Well, until we find God. And for me, I'm never going to know God, but I will continue to seek him one day at a time. Thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Laura W. Sherry KB, you're up next, followed by Mary Ellen. Please go ahead, Sherry.
Good morning, Elaine. Good morning, everybody. Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered compulsive overeater. Thanks so much for your service, Elaine, and everyone on the line, and welcome everyone. You know, the first thing I thought of is, you know, this is a disease of loneliness, and we try to treat it with isolation, but we don't have to do that anymore because we are recovered people on this line, and people who are suffering on this line, you can recover too. If I can, you can. When it says abandon yourself to God, as you understand God, you know, when I first saw the word abandon, I thought, you know, I didn't like the word, honestly, because I grew up in an alcoholic home, and I felt like, you know, I felt abandoned. So, but, you know, having a personality change because of these 12 steps, abandon means to me now to give up completely, to give up my old self, to let the self, like somebody else said, die. The old self dies so the new self can come through, the recovered Sherry, the healthier Sherry, the happier Sherry, and to, as God as I understand him, not your God, but my God that I can understand. You don't have to understand mine. I don't have to understand yours. And it's giving it freely. And then, you know, it says, we admit our faults to him and to our fellows. And, you know, this is like somebody else said, a couple of people have said about, this is all about the steps, very shortly done. And then the fellowship of the Spirit, that is such a beautiful thing because I had a really rough day yesterday. And you know what? I talked to fellows and I got such great reminders of to use my spiritual toolkit laid at my feet. And I was able to, as somebody said, you need to do a 10-step Sherry every hour on the hour. That's what you need to be doing. And what great direction and everything I was given. You know, and as I'm trudging the road, other people are doing it with me, shoulder to shoulder, on this journey. And it's amazing to me. And it's, you know, I loved what somebody shared earlier, you know, because I hated the word trudge too. And it does say move oneself slowly along and then walk or march steadily and usually with difficulty. And I thought, I don't like that. I don't want to use that. But when I heard walk with purpose and then trudge, like I'm trudging to something that's worthwhile. So going through the step work, going through life, but I have the answers now to my problems because of my higher power. And I can do it happily and along with you and along with everybody on this line. And we can all do it together. And I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much. And then I pass.
Thank you, Sherry KB. Mary Ellen B., you're up next, followed by Katrina H.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. This is Mary Ellen B. in Florida. Yesterday, I wanted to share on the two paragraphs that was read, and there wasn't time. And today, I can really see how God is working in my life. As I went through the day yesterday, I was feeling a lot of fear and anxiety, and I had a fellow in program call me, and it says here, ask each morning in your meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. This person stepped in. They could see that I was thinking, you know, I was, you know, I feel like looking back now where I'm at right now that, you know, I was on my way to drowning, but they stepped in to help me and to help me to see that I am blocked. It says here, you know, the answers will come if your own house is in order. See to it that your relationship with him is right. my relationship with God has not been right. It can't be when I'm blocked. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. And I looked up the definition of abandon, and one of them is to give up a way of thinking. And, you know, I know that this is a disease of the mind and body, and my mind, my thinking is what got me in trouble in the first place, and it hasn't been working for me at all lately. Admit your faults to him and your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. This person that I spoke with suggested that, you know, I work a step four and work on my resentments and fears. And I sat down to do that yesterday, and I just, you know, couldn't believe, which, you know, that's kind of crazy because I've been there before. But, again, my thinking got in the way of my relationship with God, and I was running the show. But what came out on paper was just so freeing. It was... it's been incredible. It's been an incredible journey. And so to dial in this morning a little bit late and to be able to be here and to read this and to see how it's tying in, I'm feeling that freedom again. I'm a babe in recovery. It's been 3 years. But it goes on to say, give freely of what you find and join us. Well, I find freedom in this and peace, but I can't give freely of what I found, if I'm not working it, and I'm just so grateful that there was somebody out there that stepped in to see, you know, what they could do for the man who is still sick. And you know, I can be recovered, but it is, you know, there is just a daily reprieve, and so you know, it's I've got to work it. But
gentle reminder.
Thank you. And I'll wrap up. I don't normally share, so I'm pretty nervous and not even sure if I'm transmitting what I need to or wanted to you. But, you know, between me and God, all is good. So thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Mary Ellen B. Katrina H., you're up next. And Susan, I'm not sure that we're going to have time for you today. I'm so sorry, but thank you for being willing to share. Katrina H., please go ahead.
Yes, hi, this is Katrine H. in I used to be in California, now I'm in Vermont. Thank you for everyone who's helping with the meeting today, and hello to especially the newcomer, which I also am. And I would invite anybody who wants to talk to another newcomer who's actually got some abstinence, I'm available. So, I'm sorry, I'm hearing some weird thing on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. So abandon yourself to God. People have said some of what I wanted to say, but for me, abandon has always been an awful word. And abandon yourself has not been a good thing either. You know, I'm a therapist. I'm constantly telling people not to abandon themselves or helping them not to abandon themselves. But in my case, and in the case of an addict, abandoning yourself to God, that's so much bigger and so much more wonderful than taking care of yourself, okay? Because I didn't know how to take care of myself. I did a bad job of taking care of myself. I am so grateful, and I even feel like I remember at least one of the moments when I abandoned myself to God, and it was the best thing I have ever been able to do. And I just am so grateful for God, you know, taking me on and being there for me and giving me abstinence, because I'm really clear that I didn't do it myself. I mean, I've been fighting for the last 10 to 15 years about not being abstinent and that I can do it and blah, 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 all this stuff that didn't work. And so I am so grateful for that. And I am now trudging the road, but it's the road of happy destiny. And how could you not be excited, you know, about trudging the road of happy destiny? I just, you know, I'm already experiencing some of the happy part of the happy destiny, you know, in that I'm still abstinent, and it's, I don't know how many days it's been, but it's almost 2 months, which is, you know, which is very little, but I'm still incredibly grateful. And may God bless you and keep you. I just love that phrase. That is just, that sort of reminds me of, you know, cuddling up in a blankie with God or something. And I'm now trudging the road because I want the happy destiny. I want the freedom that's available to me in abstinence. And I need to trudge the road of the steps. And, you know, I'm only at the beginning of that. And, you know, I'm hoping I can trudge the road to get to the happy destiny. And so I'm just very grateful for the meeting and for being abstinent today. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Katrina H., and everybody that has shared. We'll now transition the meeting by reading the big book on page 164. Will Eileen M. please read A Vision for You?
Hi, this is Eileen M., gratefully recovered in New Hampshire. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.